The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Who's winning the delegate count? Bernie Sanders has woken up many of his followers, 30,000 of them, jamming into a popular park in New York City. But ultimately, as the polls get set to open up, will Sanders have enough stuff to beat Hillary Clinton? Doubtful. And Donald Trump, a little trickier for him because of how the delegates are measured. He still walks away with a win, but not all the delegates available, most likely, as he'll lose a few here and there depending on the county. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So this is the zip and zap that you've been hearing, I'm sure, for weeks now. Certainly on this show we've covered it. We've talked about the key states and what's happened up to this point. I think the Sanders crowd, the record crowd in Prospect Park, is really fascinating because many of those people in that park might not even be qualified to vote. It's the way it is in New York, you have to be registered well ahead of time before that vote counts and is measured. Otherwise, it's for naught. But it was like a hometown welcoming because, remember, Bernie Sanders is a New Yorker. When you're saying 28, 30,000 come out to see Bernie Sanders, who grew up in Brooklyn, I don't know, that says something to me. The crowds were crazy wild, big. That is big. So I looked at a prediction on the New York Democratic primary, and almost all the predictions are saying Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton. So the odds of him winning, where are they at this point? And he had a lot of people. Danny DeVito was in the crowd for him on the stage. Tulsi Gabbard, the high-profile congresswoman from Hawaii, was there. As a veteran, she's concerned about veterans' issues, especially loves Bernie Sanders. And he really seems to thrive in big rally settings. So these mega events do well for him. He had one last week in Manhattan, so yet here's another one. But even if he draws huge crowds, he still has to win delegates. You know, here's a question for you. Of all the candidates, and really let's say we're down to five, and actually John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, nice guy, but he's like the fifth wheel. It doesn't matter. Let's say we're down to five. Of all the candidates, if you were to say who's the most liked and disliked, who would you put? Hillary Clinton has to be on that line of disliked. She's so polarizing that, I don't know, maybe is there a chance that the polls are wrong and Bernie Sanders outfoxes the fox? I'm thinking. I mean, what is it about Hillary Clinton that people just absolutely do not like? And he's starting to take advantage of that. I mean, keep mentioning the 250,000. What was that speech like? It must have been Shakespearean. What was that like to get paid by Wall Street $250,000 for a speech? And to be so close to being nominated by your party and to be so far down in the negative ratings, you have to just ask yourself, what is the deal? What is the deal with this? Why is she so far up there when it comes to delegates, But yet, popularity-wise, not doing really well. What is said about her? She doesn't smile enough. She shouts too much. Her entourage, the baggage she drags along with her. Some people believe she just doesn't tell the truth, or that she's completely hitched up to Wall Street, or she got four people killed in Benghazi. Others say she played fast and loose with the email situation, which she did. I think her aides just pumped her up to, oh, it's Hillary, she can do what she wants. So is that a national security breach? Does she shade the truth? Well, I would say all politicians shade the truth. I think it's very rare to find somebody who's in office. You say 100%, they're 100%, they're not, there is no jimmy rigging going on here. I mean, there's no question. Somebody said to me, well, she's a moderate Democrat. Moderate. She is definitely a liberal Democrat. I mean, really, if you want to get down to it, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton voted the same way 93% of the time in the 2 years they shared the Senate. The New York Times did the analysis. They ran the numbers. She's more centrist than Sanders on most issues. But the differences between the two of them are not so big. Some would argue that between all the candidates, if you really look closely under the hood, there's not that much differences. There's not that many. For Trump, he just has to try to get 50% or better in every single place that he can. Because then when it slips back, what happens is he loses a delegate. So he gets two of the three. Which is so crazy, isn't it? Every single state, you need a roadmap. If I were a reporter and I was covering just the campaign and how the delegates are parceled out, I'd ask for a continuing education credit. Because it really is unbelievable how different caucuses and primaries are from state to state to state. There's definitely no uniformity. Definitely not. When you rank the candidates, liked and most hated, who is the most hated candidate? Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, the governor of Ohio, John Kasich. We've got to throw him in. He's not out of this. I say that it's Hillary Clinton, but it's so crazy to think that Hillary Clinton is very, very close to walking away from Philadelphia with the Democratic nomination in her hand. Or somehow does something unforeseen take that out of the mix for Hillary Clinton? Curious as to what you think. Hey, coming up, the mailbag. We can throw in your calls, 855-266-5283. And a beloved actress dead at the age of 90 will tell you who, coming up around the bend.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-403-4885 or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issue, and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Here on America Tonight, we appreciate the avalanche of mail that we've gotten over the years, and every single time I jump on the air, I always say that, and I mean that. I think a lot of you take the show in different ways. Sometimes you're working late, sometimes you're working early, and all these fabulous markets that we're on, I know that they air the show different times, and that's great because it means there's more people consuming it at their hours when it's convenient for them. Isn't that the brilliant thing about radio? And then a lot of you are consuming that now. I have such passion for this medium and for all of you for listening and offering some great suggestions and throwing in your two cents, frankly, on so much of what we're talking about, whether it's the politics of the day or the headaches in your world or mine. I know for the people listening in Texas, Houston is just ridiculous. You need an ark like Noah's to get out of some of the situations. Sadly, there were people that were trapped. Some of them were rescued. There was 1,000 water rescues. I mean, think about that for a second when I say that word. I'm going to say it again. 1,000, not an exaggerated number, 1,000 water rescues. So people were overwhelmed on overpasses, freeways across the board, just crazy, ridiculous weather in Texas. So the governor of Texas had to declare a state of emergency in 9 counties. Wow, 9 counties. All right, so before we go to the mailbag, and we may do it this segment or we might hop it over to the next segment, I want to make sure that I get to all of you. So 855-266-5283. Again, I'll throw out the number, 855-266-KATE. Let's jump out to Ray in Kansas. Hey, Ray.
Hey, how you doing? I heard you talking about Trump and Hillary. I just don't think either one of them would be good in there. I would think if Trump got in there, he wouldn't get along with the foreign ministers, and we'd end up in World War III. And to me, I think Bernie Sanders is the best because he's for the little guy, you know.
Yeah.
And he's not taking money to run his campaign from Wall Street people. He's got $27 from the little guy. That's what's running him.
Ray, you are in the same category as my husband, who really, really likes Bernie Sanders. He's a vet, and he says that no matter what, he's looked at it from all angles. He really, truly is, really, truly cares about veterans, and so he agrees with you. He's for the little guy.
Yeah. There's another thing I'd like to bring up. You know, Sanders has a bill in there. I don't know if you listeners are aware. There's a back in 14, in December, they signed a bill to take away the pensions from over 400,000 retirees from the Central States Pension Fund. And Bernie Sanders is trying to get that bill reversed so we don't lose our pensions.
Yeah, and that's important because think of working your whole life and then seeing that money go away.
They want to cut our pensions in half.
Yeah.
You know, and there's already been one person took his life because of it, you know. And
wow.
Bernie Sanders and Senator Portman is in there trying to put bills through to reverse it back to where it was before. So, you know, that's another reason why I guess I'm for Sanders. There's everybody around is for Sanders, you know. But I just think he's a better guy. And everybody says he's too old. Well, might be, but I think he's a better guy.
All right, Ray, thanks for the call. So Ray says Sanders is the guy. You heard me say, and Ray heard this, that he certainly has a lot of people because the rallies were the biggest in New York. Hillary's not drawing those kind of people out for her rallies as far as the Democrats are concerned, but she's part of the political machine, the Clinton give back, people who owe the Clintons favors for XYZ. I think always there was this deal in the works that, okay, we needed Bill Clinton, the Obama machine needed Bill Clinton when he first ran in 2008 to really give him the backing because he had that fan base and he did it. So how do they get Bill Clinton to do that? I think it was kind of a, okay, when it's her turn again, you're going to help or you're not going to get in the way or, you know, X, Y, Z. And really he hasn't endorsed Hillary Clinton, but he hasn't trashed her. And, you know, there's all this email controversy. There was Benghazi and so much of the Clinton Foundation, other things that swirl around her that have not taken her down. And you heard me mention there, it's interesting, in my family, everybody's across the board, and it makes sense because I have family that live all over the place. My in-laws are staunch conservatives and would have nothing to do with anyone who is not a conservative, who's not a Republican, meaning voting-wise, no way would they ever make that leap aside. On the other side of my family, of course, they're the opposite extreme. No way would they make the leap to a Cruz or a Trump or not anti-Kasich, but wouldn't go with Kasich. So I see and hear all these opinions, whether I was doing this or not, that are very, very different. And I like that, actually, because I get a good sense of what people are thinking in different age groups and how they're looking at these candidates and what is it about them. And see, here's the thing. It's human nature, right? What's in it for you? Who's the person who best exemplifies what you think should happen in this country, and who is more presidential? And who do you trust? Do you trust any of these people for real? Grim, hello, you have the floor.
I've been worried about you there, Kate. I guess you need to add a life jacket to your car's rescue and emergency kit.
No kidding, huh?
Yeah, well, I've been worried, you know. I've been watching. Of course, you know, it's going to move over us and sit here for a while.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, well, I'm used to it anyhow. But, I tell you, I'm just I thought I was sick last couple of weeks, but boy, I'm just getting sicker and sicker of this. I mean, there's no honor out there. There's no honor. You know, I started last week with a speech that Cruz was used. They used a voice segment in a radio station where he said, "Let me make it sure." Well, Nixon said that, you know. I mean, and he added, Nixon added, that I'm not a crook. And I added that because I was trying to associate the fact that I feel that Cruz is just like Nixon. And, you know, later on that evening on Jimmy Fallon, he did a skit. So all you people out there that are evangelists and religious and whatnot, he sat there and did a skit with Jimmy Fallon where he ignored Fallon as being a reporter, asked him questions and reached over and grabbed a bottle of whiskey and took a sip out of it. So, you know, I mean, like I said later on, you know, hey, we got this new movie coming out, Elvis and Nixon. Well, what's next? I'm trying to explain why I made that statement, because there's some people that can't read between the lines.
Right.
And, you know, what's next? Is Cruz and the Kardashians? I mean, this man's willing to get in bed with anybody. He's a snake oil salesman. But Trump ain't no much more different. You know, I keep hearing the same thing on Levin, you know. Like tonight, a Pakistani lobbyist is supporting his campaign. You know, I mean, it's getting sick me. And there's no honor. You know, if Trump would go ahead and announce who he was going to have for VP, and if he decides to have Ryan or somebody else part of the mainstream Republican, then yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go with Bernie Sanders. Out of the whole bunch, he's the only one that's telling the truth.
Yeah.
He's, I mean, me.
The integrity side of things, yes. Yeah.
Well, I know exactly where he's coming from. And he's not lying. And he's not trying to, you know, snake oil sells me.
Yeah.
And Hillary, she started off this hatred thing, but she ain't willing to admit to it. But we already know where she is. She should be in prison, which, you know, very well may happen. We don't know yet. It's
yeah,
not
we don't
over
know.
There.
Mm-mm. It's but, not over yet. Mm-mm.
You know, I hate to disappoint Dan by saying what I said, but Dan, you know, I mean, I'd much rather know when to start firing than have to be snuck up on.
Sneak attacks aren't very good. I know what you mean, Grim. Take care, batting the hatches down there. Coming up, we're going to do the mailbag thing. We'll slip in a call if you want, 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
On this show, Madonna. Notice the voice change in Madonna. Authentic or phony? Can you imagine, you think of celebrities and celebrities running for office. Ooh, some would be disastrous, wouldn't they? And you know, they're so electable because we live in a celebrity-crazed climate. Here's a question for you. If Kim Kardashian ran for, I don't know, I'll just pick something, ran for Congress in Los Angeles, in California. Do you think she would get elected? Do. That's the Jeopardy thing. I would say, when you're trying to decide on the answer, I would say, could happen. Yeah, I think could happen. Kim Kardashian could be a congresswoman. Some night we will play this all out, and we'll play what celebrity most likely to be elected. You know, it's, this conversation came up, Hillary, and why people are iffy on Hillary and who is the most liked. And is it a popularity contest about being liked or not? I don't know. The integrity thing for me, I know is big, because loyalty and integrity, that's just major themes personally that I care about. I can tell right away when I meet people. I can just, I can so tell. And is it because we have that spin cycle constantly going on now in politics and we live in a world that's so fast-paced that there's nobody that can really, really survive unless they're skilled in the art of spin? And there has to be some of that or you're just not going to get elected anyway. It's food for thought. I say bring the authentic that's really authentic. And if we could all get out our BS detectors and we could say, listen, this person's authentic. Might seem a little polished, but that's because some of the campaign managers got a hold of them. You can't really say that about Bernie. I do agree with that. I don't think he's polished at all, and he's been in the Senate for so long. He is what he is. And it's why I think it's so funny when you see him being portrayed on Saturday Night Live. I think it's hilarious to see him. Remember Curb Your Enthusiasm? think Bernie Sanders. It's like his look-alike. And it's funny because it's no holds barred. And that's kind of what you see, I think, in those moments. He's very New York-y and gets excited and talks. And so you can't take that away from him, even if his ideas are completely 180 to yours. And it's interesting, I got some emails about Bernie Sanders today. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Double B. I know that there's some double entendre there. Double B from Brooklyn, I get it, says, yo, Kate, you understand the Northeast. I'll tell you what. You can only get so much by a New Yorker. Sometimes a New Yorker will allow the person with a little sheen to get by them if it's in their best interest. You have to ask yourself at the end of the day, who is in our best interest? If you want to include Kasich and it's five, who is in our best interest to become president of the United States? That's it. Who's in the best interest? All politics are local. What affects you? Pull out your wallet, pull out your handbag, look at your situation. This is tax time. By the way, did you do your taxes? The 18th was the deadline. Nobody really cares about taxes unless they're getting a huge refund. Even though it's money they paid, it's the mind game of, wow, I'm going to go to the Bahamas with my taxes. I can't believe how much I got back. Whatever it is, it's just a mental game with taxes. But it's what's in your bank account. It's financially how you're doing. More than anything, the money game is the biggest. Because you can say, oh, money, it doesn't matter. I don't care about money. But you have to fuel your economic engine, whether you're single, if you have children, if you have grandchildren. No grandparent, really, if they could, they want to spoil their grandchildren. I mean, not to the point of ridiculousness, let's say, but to the point of if they need something, at least from that point of view. So it is, who is in your best interest? Phil, Bernie Sanders is the man, Kate. I have voted for Republicans really almost my whole life. I just do not like Donald Trump. I think he's a loudmouth thug from New York. I don't get the Trump folks. I don't understand it. I don't know. I just, him as president, that's ridiculous. Cruz as president, that's ridiculous. I can't go in either direction. Now, if it was Paul Ryan, I would say, yeah, Paul Ryan's good. If it was Rand Paul, I would say, okay, let's roll. Even Marco Rubio to me would be better than any of these men left standing. How sad that this is the choice. For the first time ever, I may make the choice to just not vote, or I'm going to vote for Bernie Sanders. All right, one more. This one is from Keith, kind of along the same lines. Longtime Republican, did vote Democratic here and there. Cannot vote for any of these Republicans. They're lame, they're lousy, they're full of it. Let's be real. And everybody who says they're going to vote for them, deep in their soul, search it. You know it. You don't like them. Heck, Mitt Romney would have been a better choice. Bernie Sanders is my candidate. I'm going to vote for him. Forget the party. This time around, I'm leaving them in the dust. Wow. All right, let's move on to something else. This one from Trisha, who says, Katie, did you see what happened at the Toronto Zoo about the person who jumped in the tiger place to get a hat? Can you imagine? Would you ever do that? Would you ever put yourself in a dangerous situation to retrieve an article of clothing? Oh, I know you must be kidding when you ask that question of me. No, I would not jump into a situation where I put myself inside a zoo enclosure to get whatever it was that fell off of me. No, 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 no. You know, there's that scene in Anchorman where the, who is it? Christina Applegate goes into the tiger pit. Or the bear, no, it's the bears. She goes into the bear's den, but come on. I mean, are you kidding? That's a movie. No, there's a, and I'm sure that's what you're talking about. There was a video that was posted to YouTube over the weekend. It showed a woman climbing over the first of two fences separating the tigers from the zoo people. One of the cats pacing back and forth. Witnesses are shouting at the woman, saying, calling her a moron. And this was in Toronto. And somebody even screams out, you're a bad example for everyone else's kids. The woman wasn't in danger of being attacked by the tigers because of the second barrier, they said, but she still could have hurt herself and the animals. She could have broken an ankle from jumping over. The barriers are there for a reason, of course, is what the zoo is saying. They're for the visitors, but they're also there to protect the animals. And they haven't been able to find the woman in the video. They're asking for witnesses to come forward with any information. And you know what? Here's the thing. This comes on the heels of a Florida zookeeper who was mauled to death by a tiger. There was this woman that they called the Tiger Whisperer at the Palm Beach Zoo, and she was attacked inside the tiger's habitat while getting ready for a show. See, you know, these people that think animals, especially those kinds of animals, I'm sure they are genteel in so many ways and fabulous, and absolutely, as someone who likes animals, I would say that. But, you know, it's how you move. It's a sudden movement. It's something different. It's, boy, and to have that, I don't know, to have that happen, to see that happen, and for somebody to jump to chase a hat, give me a break. I mean, give me a break. All right, here's another one. This one is from Dan. This is from Dan, I don't think Dan in Texas, who says, Kate, did you see the drone strike deal? Did you hear about that with the airplane going to Heathrow Airport? Boy, I would think that drones are going to be seriously regulated now. Yeah, you're talking about that British Airways flight that was hit by a drone. It was going into Heathrow, and the pilot said the object, he thought for sure was a drone, had hit his Airbus as it was coming in from Geneva. And they said it was checked by engineers, cleared, and cleared to make its next scheduled flight. But they for sure think it was a drone. This is problematic. There have been a lot of incidents of drones and planes, especially in England. Somebody's going to get hurt. They're going to have to probably enforce some laws there. Stay with us.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Tonight to the tail end of this hour. When I say grab bag, what else is buzzing around the planet besides, Hillary, Bernie, who's it going to be? Who's it going to be for the Republicans? Is it going to be Trump? Is it going to be Cruz? Is it going to be a long shot in Kasich? So I don't think it's a long shot to say that the Warriors are going to crush it and make it all the way to the finals. You might be a little bit of a basketball fan and disagree, but Steph Curry sat out game two because he had an ankle problem, and the Warriors still managed to beat Houston 115-106. How about that? Meanwhile, and I really thought, give it to the Thunder, because if you're listening to me in Oklahoma, you know how great the Thunder are. The Dallas Mavericks knocked off the Thunder. That was a big win for them because it evened their series. Golden State, by the way, leads 2-0 in their series with the Rockets. But this was a nice comeback for the Mavericks, who were faced on their opener. They were just blown away in the first game of that series. They were stunned. Such an ugly, ugly night. And this time around, I mean, listen, it could have gone either way down the stretch, but Kevin Durant didn't do so well. He missed 26 shots. 26 shots. Kevin Durant, that doesn't happen. Did he fall asleep on the job? Apparently, 26 in that loss. Man. And like I said, no Steph Curry, no problem for the Warriors. By the way, there was another game, and that was the Pacers and Toronto. Toronto wins that one, so they come back after their loss over the weekend, 98-87. That series is tied at one apiece. On the ice, and I watched a little bit of this, there were some good games and brutal games. The Capitals are crushing the Philadelphia Flyers. I mean, crushing them. It's almost as though they're inept, inequipped to be in the same cage, I mean ice rink, with Washington. The Capitals scored 5 times on the power play, a 6-1 rout of Philly, and a 3-0 series lead. It would take 5 EMS workers to resuscitate this club. They are toast. They are toast. Meanwhile, for the people listening in Minnesota, how about your Wild? They came out in a big way, beating the Stars 5-3. The one goal was an empty net goal, but they shook up the Stars and stopped them. They were down in a 2-0 hole, so they came back. They put up one goal in the first period, and then they added another. They added another 2 goals in the second, and those 2 in the third. One, like I said, was an empty net goal, but still some great playing by the Wild to jump back in when they had kind of hangdog looks and they were down to nothing. They managed to come back, and it seemed like the Stars were on cruise control. That's why sports are fun, because there's no definites. There's no definites. You think that's the way it is in politics? Boy, it's even worse in sports in some ways. There is definite parity when it comes to what's happening on the ice. You know, and again, you got to give credits to the goalies. Dubnyk's glove was so steady, and in between the pipes, DD for the Wild was the big difference maker, one of them anyway. And this was very big, so that series now is not a complete wipeout. Instead, the Stars have a 2-1 edge instead of being like the situation Philadelphia is in, where the Stars are 3-0 and Minnesota's got to really claw to get back. They don't even have one win on their, you know, on their list. And in the meantime, if you're watching what's happening in the world of football, we're close to that NFL draft. And there were some wheelings and dealings that went on. The Rams and Tennessee traded for the top spot, so now L.A. has it. And they want a quarterback. Who's the quarterback they're going to take? The kid out of North Dakota State. Or there's a couple of others on the short list. A couple of others that find themselves in that situation. It all starts with a quarterback, no matter what we think. Defenses win championships. Yes, 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 yes. I hear that so often, but you have to have a game plan. You have to have a signal caller. You got to have someone that's there to pull it all together. Definitely. So we'll see what happens with the draft. maybe there's a few surprises. Maybe somebody walks into this. Who knows? Every once in a while, a Mr. Irrelevant pops up, and they're incredible. And that could happen this time around. So we shake it and run like a rabbit from a dog, preferably my dog, because he's always way in the bushes trying to get up that rabbit. You would think the rabbits would learn. He doesn't get them, but he gets pretty scary close, let's put it that way. So as we clean it up, what's going to happen in New York? I don't think Bernie Sanders wins. If he does for the Democrats, let's say there is, because I don't have the magic crystal ball. I think I do, but I don't. If that happens, oh my, what a change for the Democrats. Then Hillary better be watching her back twice as much. And if Donald Trump doesn't win for the Republicans, that's an oh boy moment too. It's highly unlikely. If I'm reading the tea leaves will tell me no way does that happen, but you never know. What we assume, you know what they say about assumptions, could maybe fall in a different direction. Seems incredibly unlikely. If I had to plunk money down on this, I would definitely plunk it down on Trump and Hillary Clinton. And in the end, barring her getting knocked down because of the email situation when she was Secretary of State, boy, I don't see it. I mean, I see that it's how is it anyone but her? And if she's the one, and it's Trump, and the polls say, well, she can, you know, she can beat Trump, or she can't beat Trump. I say leading up to the November election is going to be twice as big as anything we've seen along this path. It just has to be. I can't imagine the interest would suddenly wane. I think it would spike up. Definitely. In a big way. In fact, in a huge way. We would see that. I think the interest would just be, I mean, the interest would be just too great. And finally, maybe I would be able to jump on the air and say, congratulations. I don't care how you voted, but people voted in droves. Biggest ever in my lifetime turnout at the voting polls. Biggest turnout ever. I would love, love, love to say that. And in wrapping this up, please be careful if you watch the weather and you see that deluge of rain coming in your direction. The Texas governor had to declare states of disaster in 9 counties because of the massive rainfall and problems with flooding. It was terrible, 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 terrible. Thanks so much to Patrick Eggdorf and all of you for listening to this version, this edition of America Tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.